Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Social Order of the Underworld: How Prison Gangs Govern the American Penal System, by David Scarbeck, is a work of political economy, criminology, and institutional analysis. Rather than treating prison gangs only as violent criminal organizations, the book examines them as governance structures that emerge inside prisons when formal authority is limited and informal norms no longer regulate inmate behavior effectively. Scarbeck focuses on the American penal system, especially large and diverse prison populations, to explain why organized gangs became central to maintaining order, enforcing obligations, and coordinating illicit exchange. The book is not a popular crime narrative. It is a rigorous social scientific study of how institutions develop in constrained environments. Its purpose is to show that prison gangs can reduce transaction costs, monitor conduct, and provide a kind of extra-legal order, even while relying on coercion and violence. This makes the book important for readers interested in governance, organized crime, prison reform, and the unintended institutional effects of mass incarceration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, prison gangs as extra-legal governance institutions. A central argument of the book is that prison gangs should be understood as governance institutions rather than simply as anti-social groups. Scarbeck shows that in prison environments where the state cannot fully monitor conduct or reliably enforce informal agreements, gangs step in to supply order. They establish rules, punish violations, and coordinate behavior among inmates who often do not know one another well. This framing matters because it shifts the analysis away from pure violence and toward institutional function. Gangs are not presented as legitimate in a moral sense, but as organizational responses to governance gaps. Their power comes from structure, reputation, and enforcement capacity, not random brutality. By treating gangs as a form of extra-legal government, the book explains why they can persist even when prison officials oppose them. The key insight is that order can emerge through non-state institutions when formal systems are too weak, too costly, or too disconnected from daily prison life to regulate interactions effectively. Secondly, how rising prison scale and diversity weakened the old convict code. The book places heavy emphasis on historical change inside American prisons. Scarbeck argues that earlier prison populations were smaller and more socially cohesive, which allowed a shared convict code to govern behavior through informal norms. As incarceration expanded dramatically and inmate populations became larger, more heterogeneous, and more fragmented, those shared expectations became harder to maintain. New arrivals often lacked familiarity with older prison norms, and racial and geographic divisions made common rule systems less stable. This created a governance vacuum. The book uses this transition to explain why prison gangs became more prominent from the mid-20th century onward. The logic is institutional, rather than purely criminal, when decentralized norms become too weak to coordinate a large population, more centralized structures become attractive. In this sense, the rise of gangs is tied to the scale and composition of incarceration itself. The book therefore connects prison order to broader social change, especially mass imprisonment, and the erosion of shared inmate culture. Thirdly, the community responsibility system and gang enforcement. One of the most distinctive concepts in the book is the community responsibility system, or CRS. This is a mechanism through which a gang holds the group accountable for the actions of individual members. If one member defects, cheats, or violates a rule, the consequences can extend beyond that person to the wider gang. Scarbeck uses this idea to explain how prison gangs create incentives for internal discipline. Because members know the whole group may suffer from their misconduct, they have reason to comply with norms and monitor one another. This reduces the need for constant direct supervision by prison authorities. The system also helps gangs manage cooperation in risky environments where trust is difficult. CRS works because it transforms individual behavior into a collective concern, making reputation and obligation central to governance. The book shows that this is not an accidental side effect, but a deliberate institutional solution to the problem of enforcing agreements among people who cannot rely on courts or formal contracts. The result is a durable, if coercive, structure of accountability. Fourthly, illicit markets, transaction costs, and the prison economy. Scarbeck links prison gang governance to the economics of exchange inside prison. Inmates still need goods, services, and protection, but formal markets are restricted and informal exchange is risky. Transactions can break down because parties fear theft, non-payment, retaliation, or manipulation. The book uses transaction cost reasoning to show that gangs reduce these frictions by enforcing agreements and providing credible threats against defection. When a gang can punish cheating or mediate disputes, trade becomes more feasible, even in an illegal environment. This is especially important for commodities and services that circulate inside prison under scarcity. The book does not suggest that gangs eliminate conflict or make exchange safe in a normal sense. Instead, it argues that they create a predictable structure for interaction where none would otherwise exist. This helps explain why gangs are deeply embedded in prison economies. Their role is not limited to coercion. They also support the practical organization of exchange. In that way, the book connects criminal governance to standard economic ideas about trust, enforcement, and market order. Lastly, implications for prison administration and understanding organized crime. The book has wider implications for corrections policy and the study of organized crime. By showing that prison gangs fulfill governance functions, Skarbek complicates simple policy responses that treat them only as disorderly actors to be suppressed. The analysis suggests that prison officials face a trade-off: removing gang power may reduce coercion, but it may also eliminate an informal system that currently helps manage inmate relations and prevent some forms of conflict. This does not mean gangs should be tolerated uncritically. Their rule depends on violence, intimidation, and exclusion, and these features make them deeply harmful. But the book helps explain why gang governance can be resilient and why prison reform is difficult when institutional alternatives are weak. It also broadens the study of organized crime by showing that criminal groups can function as institutions with internal rules and external influence. For readers, this offers a more precise language for thinking about prisons, informal order, and the unintended consequences of incarceration. The value of the book lies in making a hidden social system legible without romanticizing it. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in criminology, political economy, sociology, prison reform, and organized crime. Academics will appreciate its institutional logic and its use of transaction cost reasoning, while practitioners and policy readers will find its discussion of prison governance especially useful. It is also valuable for readers who want to understand why violence alone does not explain prison life. What makes the book stand out is its refusal to treat prison gangs as purely chaotic. Instead, it shows how they can operate as organized systems of rulemaking, enforcement, and dispute resolution inside a constrained environment. Compared with more general books about gangs or incarceration, this one is more analytical and more focused on how order is produced under conditions of weak formal authority. Its strongest contribution is conceptual. It gives a framework for understanding prisons as institutional environments where private governance emerges in response to scale, diversity, and enforcement problems. For anyone trying to understand the social organization of American prisons, it remains a distinctive and influential study. If you would like to support David Skarbek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.